Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, December 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks rise as inflation falls. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 173 points to close at 36,578, its high point for 2023, and its third highest close ever. The S&P 500 was up 21 points, and the Nasdaq ended the day up 101 points. Stocks spent most of the day in positive territory after the Labor Department reported inflation dipped to 3.1% in November. Investors expect that the Federal Reserve will in turn hold interest rates steady tomorrow. Looking at individual stocks, Advanced Micro Devices was the S&P's most active stock. Shares rose 2.4%. The stock has been climbing since the company announced last week its launch of new chips aims to challenge NVIDIA's dominance in artificial intelligence computing. NVIDIA shares rose 2.2%. Shares of Oracle fell 12.4% after the software giant reported lower-than-expected quarterly revenue. Hasbro shares were down 1.1%. The company said it is cutting nearly 20% of its workforce as weak sales for toys and games persist into the holiday shopping season. Elsewhere, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway revealed in a filing it has cut its stake in computer and printer maker HP to about 51 million shares, about half of what it owned in September. HP shares rose 0.5%. And we report exclusively that Choice Hotels is launching a hostile takeover offer for Wyndham Hotels and Resorts after repeatedly being rejected in its effort to strike a friendly deal. Choice Hotels shares fell 2%, while Wyndham shares were down 1.3%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.